every girl's best friend is a diamond, wouldn't you agree that every queen of spades or hot wife's best friend is a gangbang? A gangbang is literally every hot wife's fantasy, but having a gangbang party that's sexy, fun, and well planned out is as elusive as a unicorn. Until now. At Bulls and Queens, we're now offering luxury gangbang parties to listeners of this podcast that will blow your mind. We have years of lifestyle party planning experience and can make your fantasy a reality. We host gangbangs at luxurious mansions and hotel suites. We can travel to you in your city. We can professionally film it at your request. And we offer your wife a female concierge who will meet her every needs and assist her. And we fly in proven BBC bulls that are professional, handsome, perform well, and most importantly, are STD tested so that your wife can experience a safe, fun, fantasy opportunity of a lifetime. Want to learn more about having Dot Chocolate throw your wife a luxury gangbang with 3 to 12 or more guys? Then visit bullsandqueens.com/gangbang right now and fill out that short questionnaire on the page. Again, that's bullsandqueens.com/gangbang right now and fill out that questionnaire. Spaces are limited each month, so act fast. That's bullsandqueens.com/gangbang. Now, back to the show.
You are now listening to the Bulls and Queens podcast, where we have sexy fun exploring the lifestyle and swinging exploits of Black Bulls, Queens of Spades, cuckold fantasies, open relationships, seductive interracial encounters, and other kinky shenanigans that are sure to get you off in a very good way. So get ready, ladies, and make sure you take notes, gentlemen, because here is your host, that super sexy, bald, black man candy, Doc Chocolate.
What's up, y'all? It is Dog Chocolate coming at you live from Las Vegas, Nevada. And I'm recording this for Instagram, but I'm also going to put this on my podcast at the Bulls and Queens. You can check out my podcast at bullsandqueens.com and make sure you get your free ebook that I offer to all my awesome people that listen to my podcast and all that. Make sure you share this and all that other good stuff. And as y'all come on board, I'm just gonna wave hi to y'all. What's up, Miss Nicole G? Oh, that's my girl. I know you. And Professor Love 70 has joined, and I Janoog 20 has joined, and Stuart Sam Way has joined, and all that good stuff. Hello, Miss Nicole G. I hope you've been doing well. So today I'm gonna talk about, or we'll have a little discussion on, would you let your significant other have a boyfriend or girlfriend? Would you have your, or let your significant other have a boyfriend or a girlfriend, right? And that's a big ass question right there, because we're in the lifestyle and all that, but it's kind of like a thing where it's like, well, damn, would I let my boo be in a relationship with somebody else? And what's going on, Service Commander BNWO? Service Commander is actually a person that I'm actually trying to get on the podcast, so make sure you hit me up, all right? Iris B has joined. Luther Mitchell said, where is Caitlin Hatley? Caitlin Hatley is probably down in Florida somewhere, so she's a beautiful lady that I collabed with about 2-3 months ago out in Tampa. So anyways, what's up, Mimi Cuckold and Christian Love? Nicole says she's great. What's up, CMN Lifestyle? I believe that means consensual, non-monogamous lifestyle. Hello, Miss Queen Rani and Dabstone83. My Instagram is off the chain, y'all. What's up, Giraffe and Mohammed Azizu? And yeah, so I did a poll the other day on X, and I basically asked that question. I said, asked the question, would you let your significant other have a boyfriend or girlfriend? And basically the answers that people could give was yes, fuck no, not sure. They already do. All right. And I'm going to switch it just so that y'all can see what it, how I put it. Right. And you guys can see the results. So 145 people voted, and let me shut this down. So 62.1% of people said yes, that they would let their significant other have a boyfriend or girlfriend. 17.9% of people said, fuck no, I'm not letting my boo have a boyfriend or girlfriend. What's wrong with you? And 10.3% said they already do have a boyfriend or girlfriend. And then 9.7 said, I'm not sure. All right. So let me ask you guys this. Those of you guys who are on my Instagram live watching this, would you let your significant other have a boyfriend or a girlfriend? Are you like, oh yeah, hey, it's all good. Go ahead and get yourself a number two, number three, all that. What say y'all? All right. And so I am going to read through the comments on here because I'm already seeing comments start to come on board. What's up, Queen Rani? She says she's sending love from India. I love my Indians. So Lizzie Stagg has joined. All right. So Lizzie Stagg said, my wife has fucked other men, but I'm not sure about them having a full on boyfriend. And Nicole G said, my answer will be hell to the no. So Nicole, she got a little hood in her. So Nicole got a little hood in her. What's up, Santos? Sadie Hotwife. What's up? Is this Sadie RW? How you doing, girl? From South Carolina? She said, yes. All right. Is this Sadie or Sadie's husband talking? I gotta ask that question. Swing Stag has joined. Let me read some of these other answers and wave to y'all who have joined. I feel like whenever I'm on Instagram, I always gotta wave to everybody. All right. Sadie said, it is. Cool, cool. So you would let your husband have a girlfriend. So that's cool. So tell me in what aspect you would let him have a girlfriend. I definitely want to hear what everybody has to say. So Elias Nasser said, hey, Doc, what's up, Elias? How you doing? And while these answers keep pouring in, we're going to have ourselves a nice little dialogue. Make sure y'all go to DocChocolateBBC.com, DocChocolateBBC.com, and then that's where you're going to see all my spicy stuff, all right? Elias said, you know me? No, I don't know you. You know me? What's up, Lizzie Stagg? Lizzie said, I guess what counts as a boyfriend and girlfriend? So that's a great question. So in my opinion, and again, this is just my two cents, you guys. And let me turn off the notification on my text messages. All right. So in my definition of what constitutes as a boyfriend or girlfriend is somebody that you have a relationship with, and let's say you can go out on dates with them, have weekends, retreats with them. Maybe you have a more intimate connection with them and all that. That's definitely something which, even in the lifestyle, that's something which a lot of people are like, yeah, they feel kind of sticky about it, right? And what's up, Ninja Nurse 22? That's my boy. I've known Ninja Nurse for like 5 or 6 years. So that's my boy. What's up, Locked Cuck? If you guys have never heard of Locked Cuck, make sure that you guys check out his podcast. So he has a great podcast for those of you guys who want to learn more about the cuckolding lifestyle. So Sadie said, we have rules for it. No solo dates and no secrets. But yeah. All right. So that makes sense, you know, because in a way, in my personal opinion, and what's up, Nikki Fitz, in my personal opinion, just the whole dynamic of it, basically, if your lifestyle, some people go into it and they just want to have sex, right? And okay, you know, I don't ever want to yuck anybody's yum or anything like that. But some people just go in and, hey, we just want to have sex and that's it. So let me just come in, bang out your wife or get banged by dude, the bull. And then we just go home and there's no type of, you know, friendship or anything like that. I would say that a boyfriend girlfriend relationship outside of your primary relationship would be, something to the effect of you have basically an extended friendship with that person. Cause I'm more into the, hey, if we're lifestyle, it's not just all about sex. It's about the relationships and the friendships that you forge in it. Right. So that's a very interesting dialogue, isn't it? So I'm going to shut the hell up and read you guys' comments. So let me go back up because you guys are talking. So Sadie Hotwife said, don't give away all your money. Hell no, I'm not going to give away all my money. Shoot. So she's probably talking about don't give away all your money to a girlfriend. I think she's insinuating that women come in and take all the money. Ninja Nurse said 2 cents. Lock Cuck said, what up, bro? Looking good. Hey, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it. Elias said, I talked to you on Telegram about videos and something. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Nasser from Lebanon. Yes. Yes. That's my man. Corp Cap said, to be really truthful about it, when a man likes for his wife to have sex with other men, it is usually a form of indirect homosexuality. Okay, very interesting thought on that, Corp. I personally disagree with that. I like to see my lady have sex with another man, you know? It's all about that experience and that journey. So, Lizzie Stagg said, okay, so yeah, no boyfriend. That sounds more poly than we get into, but she does have regular bulls. Okay. And yeah, that basically goes into a gray area, right? So what would be the difference between being poly versus, let's just say, having a relationship, right? Like you have your number one person, number two person, number three person, you know, you basically have your roster with starters, right? And so obviously if you're married, you know, your husband, your wife, that person is going to be your number one or your primary. But, you know, in a way, I mean, I've been in the lifestyle for going on 8 years, and you tend to, if you have regular play partners, some of them tend to be friends or deeper friends. And then some of them you start to like more. You have more of a connection with them and whatnot, and you get into a deeper friendship, but you don't put that person as a primary over your primary person. They're just people that you connect with more, right? So what would be your definition of poly, Lizzie's? And hello, Sarah H. Turk. And Sadie said, we are okay with additions, but not separations. Okay. Explain that a little bit in more detail, Sadie. And for those of you guys who like content, make sure y'all follow Sadie. She's super sexy. You can follow her on IG, Sadie_Hotwife, or on Twitter, and she is @TheSadieRW. Lizzie said they talk on a regular and have a connection, but no solo dates. I gotcha. Pardon the interruption. If you're a cuckold gentleman, a stag, a voyeur, or maybe you're just a woman that likes to watch amateur BBC porn, if you are, I got a question to ask you. Do you want to follow Doc Chocolate's sexy ass adventures and playtime that I have with the most gorgeous hot wives, queens of spades, and MILFs out there? Now, if you answered yes, then you want to go ahead and pause this episode right now and go to my website at bullsandqueens.com and subscribe to my free OnlyFans page. So that's going to be at bullsandqueens.com, bullsandqueens.com, and click that button that says OnlyFans. And what's going to happen is you're going to get free access to my personal collection of videos, pictures of my kinky lifestyle adventures and my playtime that I have with my friends with benefits. And you'll also be able to chat with me and the other fans and also do custom requests. And I am on there daily. So for free access to my OnlyFans for a limited time only, you guys, I want you to go to bullsandqueens.com, click that link that says OnlyFans, and join the fan club. I'll see you on the other side. Now, back to the spicy episode. What's up, BNWO supporter 69? Some of you guys' names cracked me up. Ninja Nurse said polytalk, ? Yeah. So, I know, well, I'm not gonna throw your business out there, Ninja Nurse, but obviously you know a lot about poly. So give us your thoughts on that. And Sadie said, no, I don't mean give away all your money. I said, here's my 2 cents comment. Okay. I gotcha. All right. Everybody throwing your 2 cents. All right. If you feel like throwing in some money though, my cash app is $ bulls and queens. So throw me more than 2 cents. The Sir Sugar has joined, and what's up, Muhammad Lamrani and AJ8178. Sadie Hotwife said, shameless plug, laugh out loud. Thank you. You are welcome. Locked Cup said, love you, man. Thanks for the shout out. Wish I could stick around, but gotta run. We definitely got to get in touch and talk. Yes. All right. What's up, Superman MK? How you doing? So let me read some of the comments that I got on my ex when I did that poll. So let me switch the camera around. And if you guys are listening to this on the audio on my podcast on Bulls and Queens, then, and you want to see the video, either go to Instagram, I'm at DocChocolateBBC, or you can even go on my mini vids, which is at docchocolatevids.com. So let me scroll down and y'all see this big old Batman icon. So Secret Stag, he basically said, And I said, what did you answer? And he basically said, Secret Vixen and I have chatted about it before and she knows the answer. So I love cryptic messages. I'm like, just tell me. RB, he stated, I don't have a significant other, Sally, but I answered your poll to be a good buddy. And the Poly Llama, he actually had a pretty insightful response to that. He basically stated, and you guys can follow him on X at the Poly Llama. I know that it's just a simple poll, but I'm not a fan of the terminology. Let comes from a monogamous mindset that once in a relationship, we are property of our significant other and we lose autonomy. Nobody makes me or lets me do anything. And I want the adults I'm in relationships with to have the same freedom and autonomy. Otherwise, it allows boundaries to be weaponized. Would you be cool with, or where is your boundary around, are much better ways to word it. I think food for thoughts. And then he continued by stating, ideally, relationships should be collaborative, not control permission based, unless people specifically decide to create that, which is also collaborative. And that was pretty insightful. So obviously, his name says it all. He's definitely in poly. And reading some of the other comments on the poll, Vixen Stack Couple, there on Twitter or X at VixenStag88 said, hell yeah. And then Destiny's Playhouse said, mine has several and I'm cool. I like that. And Dr. John Fever said, yeah, whatever he said. So anyways, let me flip this camera back around. What do y'all think about that? What do y'all think about those comments? Let's discuss. All right. Let me scroll back up on Instagram. What's up, MILF of the Mountain and BBB9 and Dark Devil 156. Okay. So Lizzie Stagg said poly, I guess, means when another person is added to a relationship in a way that's meant to be long term and creates a separate relationship spun off from the first. Very interesting. Very, very interesting. So would that differ from, let's say, just having a number two or a number three in your lifestyle, or would that be the same in your definition? And what's up, Shoe God and Isaac277 and Raina Farms? Lizzie said, good comments. Yes, they are. Yes, they are. What's up, MK? I think they're in Vegas. Are you in Vegas, MK? And how you doing, Kayatini and Robert Grayson? I need to stop trying to say your names when you guys pop up on here, because some of you guys' names like just make me, it's like a tongue twister. Like I'm talking in tongues when I try to say your names and all that, right? So let's see. Queen Rainey said, come to India. Yeah. I'm not coming to India unless you buy me a ticket and you're paying for that ticket and all that. Yeah, I love my Indians, but I'm not coming to India anytime soon. Sorry. So make sure you guys follow me at DocChocolateBBC.com. And all in all, you guys, I personally feel that whenever a person, a couple get into the lifestyle, it's always a evolutionary process, because how you start isn't going to be how you proceed through the lifestyle, and it's not going to be how you end it either. Because as you go through the lifestyle, you learn your likes, your dislikes. There's some things that you try, and just like throwing wet noodles up on a wall, some of them stick and some of them do not stick. And you have to do the tests and the trials to see what actually works or what feels good and comfortable for yourself, your spouse, whether you guys are playing together or separately or some type of combination between the two. You just got to see what sticks and what feels good, because there's literally thousands of different ways that you can have your lifestyle dynamic be. And what happens, at least with me, when I first got in the lifestyle with my ex, was that you think that the proper way or the only way to do lifestyle is one way, and then you get into it and then you're like, whoa, you know, we had to add a little bit of this, a little bit of that, and all that. And so I kind of liken it to you cooking a recipe, right? So I like spaghetti. But there's probably 1,001 different ways of making spaghetti. Some people make spaghetti with gluten-free noodles, like my friend Fun Charlie. Some people make spaghetti with the big old wide fettuccine noodles, some with angel hair. Some use meat. Some don't use meat. Some use meatballs. Some don't. Some use Ragu tomato sauce. I don't know why you would. That sauce is nasty. Some use the white sauce. What is that? Alfredo sauce. Some people use big-ass meatballs. Some people use chicken. You know, some people add pesto to it, you know. But that would be my best analogy for the lifestyle. There's like a million different ways to do it. So Lizzie Stagg said, we have a roster. Yes, I love the sports analogy. So we have a roster, but those guys know that they're temporary for us. And while we will be friends for as long as it makes sense, there are no romantic feelings involved. Okay. Same goes for the couples we play with. So what happens if romantic feelings become involved or come into fruition, right? Hey there, cucks, stags, and ladies. Do you want to meet up with me, Doc Chocolate, and have a sexy experience of your life for your hot wife? Now, if you answered yes, then you must check out Doc Chocolate's Hot Wife Training Days at hotwifetrainingday.com. Now, if you've ever seen one of my sexy videos that I've recorded with hot wives, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. What's going to happen is your wife is going to get wined and dined by me. There's going to be heavy, sexy flirting. There's going to be an aromatherapeutic experience with me in a very low-lit, sensual environment with soft music playing in the background while your hot wife gets a world-famous Doc Chocolate skin-to-skin body glide with coconut oil and more. And this is going to be the experience of a lifetime for you wives out there as you go through your journey of finding your true sluttiness with Doc Chocolate. Want to find out more details and get your reservation with me? Then go now to hotwifetrainingday.com to get started. Now, back to the episode. Because I personally believe that it is in human nature. If you are connected to somebody sexually, many times there may be a connection, intimate connection, romantic connection, or whatever. You know, not saying that, oh, hey, I'm going to come in and take your wife and your wife's going to be mine, right? You know, that's obviously a hard no and a big boundary, right? But you may start feeling a person, right? And I feel like as long as there's boundaries around that, and communication between yourself and your primary, that's what needs to take place. Shoe God said, it's fun. You just got to keep your goal as one. 100% agree with that. Definitely. So above all else, you always, in my personal opinion, have to make sure that you and your wife, you, your husband, you, your significant other, you guys gotta make sure that you build a fortress, a moat around your relationship, your marriage, your whatnot, your dynamic, right? That needs to be protected first and foremost. What's up, the great truck? BBB said, welcome, Nikki, come up in the live. Shoe God said, I just love seeing my woman with other guys and she's just getting into it, so I like to worship. Ooh, kinky. How long have you been in the lifestyle, Shoe God? Hello, KZ949. And Shoe God said, you got a good point, though. Hey, I try to have a good point every once in a while. Sometimes I say smart things, you know, more times or less, you know. Hopefully I don't say too many dumb things. What's up, Jamie Gold? So let me ask a question. So, no, I'm not going to ask that question. This person is talking about, follow me on Twitter. No. Lizzie Stack said, we peace out or take a break. Our connection comes first and don't want to endanger that. Yeah, and I believe that when you are a couple, you do have to establish rules and boundaries around your relationship or your marriage, because you want to let the lifestyle be something which adds value and addition to your relationship, and it doesn't detract or become a liability in your relationship. That's what I would say. Hello, Jake Nodar and Boss King and all that. So, and this is a great conversation. So I'm going to end it here, but I would say, and let me flip this camera back around so that y'all can see the poll. So it looks like in general, people in the lifestyle would allow their significant other to have a boyfriend and girlfriend. So literally almost 2 out of 3 people that took my poll, which again, I had 145 votes, said, yes, I will let my significant other have a boyfriend or girlfriend, right? And it's probably typically going to be more in the cuckold hot wifing dynamic, all right? But another interesting thing is the second most popular answer, it wasn't close, but it was 17.9%. So one out of every five people said, no, I would not, right? So all in all, I would say if you are thinking about adding somebody into your relationship, maybe some of y'all want to be a throuple, right? So maybe it's husband, wife, and they want to add an extra woman to it, or they want to add an extra girl to it, right? If you do add an extra person, I would say this, make sure you treat that third person right. So don't try to weaponize against them, you know, and be nasty to them, because I've seen that happen in throuple relationships. So anyways, hope you guys and ladies have a great rest of the day. Love you guys. Peace out.
Thank you for listening to everybody's favorite black man candy, Doc Chocolate of the Bulls and Queens podcast. If you would like Doc Chocolate to help you host your next fun and kinky private party, or you want info on his next monthly Las Vegas Bulls and Queens play party, or you'd like to have him pose as a nude or semi-nude model for your next girls' night out or bachelorette party, make sure you go to www.bullsandqueens.com right now and fill out the form on the website to contact Doc. Again, that's www.bullsandqueens.com. Until next time, bulls, queens, and cucks, stay sexy.